Just a content warning for this episode, we talk about self-harm.
Dear Diary.
Hello and welcome to Dear Diary Keep Out,
a podcast where my wife reads from her teenage diaries
and my husband makes fun of me.
Womp womp. I'm Sean.
And I'm Lauren.
How are you doing today, my love?
I'm great. Yeah. How are you?
No, I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary to you. Happy anniversary to you. That song is no longer under copyright, by the way.
Is that true?
As of like 2 years ago.
I thought it was owned by the Jackson estate, the Michael Jackson estate. Did he not buy the rights to Happy Birthday?
No, he bought the rights to like every Beatles song.
Oh, really? I thought he bought the rights to Happy Birthday.
No, I mean, it used to be under copyright, but it is no longer.
Oh, okay. So we can sing as much of it as we want. Yeah. We could do a whole hour just singing it.
Yep, absolutely.
That can be a special for, like, Patreon. We don't have a Patreon. Well, we had a good anniversary. We went out for a meal.
We did. We celebrated it 2 days early.
We celebrated it.
Celebrated it. We're still celebrating.
We are still celebrating. Full disclosure, guys, we're having pina coladas.
Pina coladas.
We don't normally drink when we record. So
we don't.
We do
believe it or not.
Believe it. Yeah. I don't know if you believe that, but it's true. So we apologize because we've had a couple.
It was an idea. That was like the original idea for the podcast was that you would read and I would be drunk. Mm-hmm. And I would just make fun of you the entire time.
But there are so many.
Like every other diary podcast is drunk diaries.
Drunk diary. But there's also a lot of, I think it's a lot of podcast. There's true crime and wine and
yeah.
So I'm not calling anyone. They're great. I'm not calling anyone out in particular. These podcasts are fantastic. Don't get me wrong. But I just don't think it would have worked for us, especially because we weren't drinking when we started.
Yeah. Well, like I said, the original idea came about at your parents' house when we had found the diaries and we were drinking and so you started reading me a couple passages and I was just making fun of you and we just had the best time.
Yeah, it was fun.
And then your sister had to come in and go, hey,
can you guys
shut the fuck up,
be quiet, please? Yeah. And then, you know, as every drunk person does, we thought we were hilarious.
So we assumed
that the wider population would also find us hilarious.
Also, with the original idea, I was actually fighting against being in it. I thought it would have been much better if you had some other people who were involved in your younger years.
Yeah, that's still kind of part of the plan. Obviously, we have had interviews from some of my fantastic friends. Mm-hmm. We've had Siobhan. Mm-hmm. We've had Dom. Mm-hmm. There's going to be more, definitely. But yeah, I mean, it would be good to get them on an episode.
Yeah.
Where
you're actually reading the podcast.
Where I'm actually reading from my diaries, and they can also react, probably ones that they're involved in, so we can get their point of view and stuff. So that's still, it's still part of the plan. The pandemic kind of messed that up for us, obviously, even though we started during the pandemic, but that's still part of the plan, and I think it's still going to be a lot of fun if people are involved. I did have this huge plan originally to like contact all the people who were involved, you know, like like my exes and stuff.
Ooh,
and like have
fun.
I'm too nervous. Oh, I don't want to get in touch with, like,
give me the phone.
Oh yeah. I'm still like friends with some people on Facebook, like people who we're talking about now, but I don't just want to mess them with, like, by the way, I'm reading my diaries on a podcast. Do you want to come and talk about your side? I think it would be really good though.
Yeah, why don't y'all let us know? If you think that would be
if
a
you
good
think
idea.
That would be really good, if you think, because obviously at the moment, just per poor example, we're in the middle of the Jonna saga. Mm-hmm. Do you guys?
Do you want to hear from Jonna?
Do you want me to get in touch with him?
We can ask him why he's shortened his name in the most ridiculous fashion.
Yeah, do you want me to get through to them and like chat it out? Which, I mean, if you all come back and say yes, I know that you guys just want to hear me in pain and want to.
So let's do it.
You want to mortify me even more. Well, you know what?
It could be funny if it was just me.
If it's just you chatting with them.
Me chatting with them.
What are your intentions with my wife? So that was kind of part of it. And usually because when I was like, you know, when you get like excited about something and you were like, oh my God, this is going to be so good. It's going to be so good. I did want to have also interviews with my parents. We're going to be on the cards with that. Also scares the shit out of me.
It's definitely happening.
Oh, I know. It could be really good. It could be really interesting, but it does also scare the shit out of me. But we want to obviously bring you guys the best that we can without, I don't want to die of embarrassment though. Please remember, please do remember when you're asking of these things, like I could die of embarrassment. I think that can happen to a person.
Probably not, though.
I think it can happen to a person. So please just bear that in mind.
It is incredibly good media though.
I know, but you won't get any more diaries if I die. So just think about that. But yeah, that would be, I think I would be open to it. I think I would have to have a fair few drinks first to send that initial message, you know?
Oh, let's do it tonight.
Absolutely fucking not. I want to hear from my public first.
Okay.
All right. Shall we do it? Monday, December 23rd, 2002.
Okay. 2 days before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. It's a Christmas episode! Happy Christmas!
It's Merry Christmas.
I'm sorry, Merry Christmas!
Stop trying to take the Merry out of Christmas.
Yeah,
liberal media.
Hiya. The only thing I did today is go into town, hoping to see Jonna. With his trombone.
Just not hoping he was out there.
Not a euphemism, by the way.
Just hoping he was out there.
But no such luck.
Oh.
But I got an email from him because I asked him where he was on Friday. Because if you remember last episode, he missed the last day of school before Christmas.
Are y'all still combatively dating right now?
No, we're boyfriend and girlfriend now. We're boyfriend and girlfriend now.
That's what I'm saying. So you're still combatively dating.
Yeah.
Neither of you actually wants to be in this relationship.
No, I want to.
All right.
Shut up. I want to. Sure. I want to go see him and his trombone. All right? He threw up like 11 times.
Like 11 times?
Yeah, that's why he wasn't at school. He threw up like 11 times. And he said, I'm just going to sit on my butt until I have to go play my trombone in the piazza. So that's a little bit in town.
That's a really bad pronunciation of Italian.
No, it's a little area in Huddersfield, for those who don't know. Right. So that's me.
It's actually pronounced piazza.
So that's me getting an email. And then going to stalk a person, basically, is what's happening.
Yeah.
And that was sent at 12:45. And I was in town until 3 p.m. Darn. Must have missed him. He wasn't on MSN either. But I talked to Liam for a bit, and he told me Craig's new MSN email. Yay, I can talk to him now. Apparently, he's going out with Liam's ex now.
Oh, no. I thought we already knew that.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
But I don't care. I've got Jonna. I talked to Lizzie.
Wait. When were we ever into Craig?
Yeah, remember? Yeah, no, from tags.
I remember Craig. Yeah, I
was super
I know exactly.
into Craig.
No, like, you were done with him, though. Like,
well, yeah, but I'm never going to see him again. I'm never going to see him again.
We got Facebook now.
We don't in 2002.
Well, we do now, so I can give him a call.
I did look him up. Because I couldn't remember his I couldn't remember his last name, but then I did find it
oh.
in one of my diaries. So I did have a little sneaky peek. I just shouldn't drink pina coladas and do this. Anyway, let's continue. I talked to Lizzie, Holly, and Ellie on MSN. I was also clearing out my email folder. And remember that email I got from James Langley?
Jesus, you remember clearing out emails?
Right? I'd literally never do that now. It's so stressful. I think I've got about like 5,000 unread emails.
Unread?
No, okay, no, okay,
How do you have more than 10 unread?
Okay, I'm wrong. I've got like 50 unread emails.
That's absolutely insane.
What? I've got like 50 unread emails and I've got like 5,000 emails, but 50 unread emails.
What kind of person did I marry?
What?
How do you have unread emails?
I have to, because some of them I know some of them are just like junk.
Yeah, so send them to your junk email address.
No, I don't have time for that. I have time, like, sometimes I sit down at work.
Okay.
Sometimes I sit down at work and I pretend I'm working really hard at my computer, and that's when I clear out my emails.
No, so we're going to have to do this. I'm going to show you the easiest way to get rid of everything. Oh, my God.
Why are you going to change my life, Sean?
Well, because this is absolutely ridiculous. Well, who did I marry?
I'm having a great time. Mm. I'm doing fine.
No, because I know you.
She says, sipping her pina colada.
I know you. I know you see that number. I know you see that red 50 and go.
Yeah, but I actually enjoy the process of going away. And do you know what most of it is? Most of it is like out of office replies. So if I send an email, I get an out of office reply. I'm not going to click on that and read that. So that's why it's unread. So then I just type in my search bar.
Just tap it.
And then I like having it unread. And then I type in my search bar, out of office. And then all of those that come up, I just delete. And then I'm like, and then 50 goes down to like 43. And I'm like, yes.
So you got rid of 7.
Yeah, I did a big chunk. I did a big chunk of work today. Yeah, it's a big chunk of work. There's plenty of work.
Oh my God. Okay, just continue.
I shall. Now, I actually don't remember about this. It says, do you remember that email that I got from James Langley? But I don't remember writing this. And the only reason that I'm saying also a last name is because this is a pseudonym.
Gotcha.
So I was clearing out my email folder and remember that email I got from James Langley saying, I fancy you, but you don't know who I am. Well, I looked at it again and the way it's set out is so obviously Jonna.
Is it?
It's him. I'm sure of it.
Hmm.
And I got it when it was the whole who does Jonna fancy thing.
I don't think it all fits. I don't think you spoke about this.
No, I didn't. I didn't speak about this.
If anybody remembers this email, please just message us because I don't think we do. I don't think we did talk about it.
No, I don't think we did talk about it. And maybe I'm saying to myself, remember that?
But that's
the only reason that I've said that's the only reason I've said two names, by the way.
But that's
because then I did try and think, do I actually know a James Langley? And I did try and do a little bit of research on Facebook, just in case he was a real person who maybe fancied me. Maybe
a fake name.
But maybe we were supposed to be together, me and James Langley. And I was like, oh, this was Jonna the whole time. But no, I think it was a pseudonym. So that's why I'm happy to say the full name.
But that's so silly because you would have written it down in your diary. That was within the diary time frame.
Yeah, but sometimes I forget stuff.
No, but if somebody emailed you saying, hey, I'm your secret admirer.
Yeah, that just sounds like something I would have written about, but obviously. I haven't been holding back on you guys.
How much is she hiding?
Don't worry, I've not been.
What are you hiding?
Don't worry. You hear how some of my diary is really boring. You know I'm not holding out on you. Okay. Tuesday, December 24th. Hi. Merry Christmas. It's actually 2 a.m. now, and we've just got back from Andy and Jilly's Christmas Eve do. It was ace. I got up at 10.
Do, for the Americans out there, is a party.
You don't have dues?
No.
What?
No.
Are you for real?
We've got a due date, yeah?
No, do.
Oh, poop.
No.
You went to their Christmas Eve poop.
Do, no.
Is it like in the middle of a garden? Is there a toilet involved?
Due date is what you're saying.
No, you said do.
Yeah, but you when you say we've got a due date, mm-hmm. you said due date, but it's actually due. It's a due date.
No, it's the day that you have to do it.
That's not a thing.
Isn't it?
No, that's not a thing. Okay. I got up at 10 this morning and I had a bath. Then Mum sent me and Kieran to John's mum's house to give her a card. So John's mum was this old lady that we were not related to, but kind of, you know, like...
Like she was auntie
like
John's
an old
mom.
Auntie, Mia,
yeah.
Super old lady. So she sent us around to give her a Christmas card.
I had Aunt Nikki and Aunt Irene.
Yeah.
Yep. They were my mom's like best friends.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were there for ages, which got us out of housework.
Mm-hmm.
Neat. We made some mince pies, and I sneaked some Bacardi Breezer up to my room for the party on the 28th. I need some more, though. I only have 4 bottles.
Oh, okay. So this is like a wine cooler situation.
It's, I guess I don't. It's more of an. It's Alka-Pop. It's an Alka-Pop.
Like that sounds like a girl band.
You know, like Bacardi Breezer is now I think defunct. Like a WKD is still a thing. You know what I mean? Like a small.
I know what you're talking
like
about.
Like a 330 milliliter bottle.
We had a different word for it.
Oh, what would you call it?
Nope.
What?
We can't say it.
You can't say it.
No. It's incredibly sexist.
What? It's like a girl drink or something.
Yes.
What?
All right, so what we would call it, and I apologize for this word, ladies, but we would say, I mean, the Americans all know it, but it's bitch beer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so one of those, like a watermelon-flavored, orange, like whatever-flavored, yeah. But the thing is, there's no reason.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about this as I was writing this. There's no reason that they would be in my mom and dad's house unless they knew I was going to steal those. Do you know what I mean? There's no reason my mom and dad would have those drinks.
So you think your parents bought them so that
so
you
I could
would
just like
steal
them. Or they knew. Oh, let her think that she's stealing them.
You think this
There's
was
no
this
way.
Was planned rebellion?
Unless they were for Kieran, maybe. But like. Why would they be in my house?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I'm just saying. So I've snuck 4 bottles of Bacardi Breezer to my room. And they are small. They're like
yeah,
330 ml, like
they,
a carton kind of.
But they come in like a 4-pack. So you just stole a whole pack that would definitely be noticed.
Yeah. There was a card left on the doorstep for me from a Robert.
Was it James Langley?
It wasn't James Langley. It was from a Robert. But I have no idea which Robert.
Do we know any Roberts?
Yeah, it was probably Rob. It was actually probably Rob. Now
oh,
I think about it.
Nice.
Yeah, because he was a nice guy. Mm-hmm. So it was actually probably Rob.
Did he call himself Robert?
No, okay. So the reason is this is confusing. Later on, when I get to know him
mm-hmm.
better, which I will, sorry, spoilers, when we become friends again, mm-hmm. He probably will be called Rob. The only reason I called him Robert is because when I first introduced him,
mm-hmm.
there was also a Rob. So there's a lot of confusing English names that are happening. So I will clarify who I am referring to. But Robert at the moment is Moshe guy. But no, he will be probably called Rob later on. Okay. I watched the rest of Moulin Rouge because I didn't finish it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I love that film. I'm sure that I've watched that like 3 times in like 3 weeks now.
We should go and watch it.
Oh yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while. Unless you were saying right now you have watched it 3 times within 3 weeks.
No, I'm saying in my diary I've watched it 3 times in 3 weeks. I haven't. Jono was on MSN. I only went on for a little bit because we had to go to Andy and Jilly's. He didn't say that James Langley was him, but he didn't say it wasn't either.
Did you ask him?
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, you didn't say you did.
I told him about the conversation I had with Siobhan via text on Monday.
Have we spoken about this?
No. I'll write it out and also the bits Jonna said in between. I'm going to ask you to do a little bit of roleplay here.
Okay. I can go get the whip.
No, not like that.
Why don't you just print out two versions?
Okay.
All right, so am I Siobhan?
No, you're Jonna. So you're the interjecting. So basically, typing up this text conversation I had with Siobhan to Jonna, and he's interjecting.
Okay.
So, Siobhan, I'm drooling over my Piers Brosnan poster at demo, which is at the moment teenage speak. Me.
Maya's bored of this.
Oh my god. Sorry if you heard that, guys. That was our dog just being a total weirdo.
Siobhan, I'm sorry.
Oh, Maya.
Maya is just bored of this story. Like,
Maya. All right. Okay. Siobhan, I'm drooling over my Pierce Brosnan poster at demo, which is at the moment, as in teenage speak. Me. Jonna's much better than PB, and I actually have him.
All right, first of all, I'm going to say there is no human being on this earth that is better than peanut butter.
No.
Let's go.
Siobhan. How is he better? He's immature.
Who's she calling immature, governor?
What? What was that?
Oh, that was perfect. That was spot on.
That was so bad.
I sounded exactly like you.
A note, I did not write governor. I didn't write governor in there.
No, but he clearly said it.
Okay, anyway. Me. Well, I think it's immature fantasizing about people. Siobhan, I bet Jonna fantasizes about you, so that makes him twice as immature.
It don't make me immature.
Not even close. All right, okay, I'm dropping it. It doesn't make me immature, though.
Me. Jonna doesn't have to fantasize. He can just ask.
I may have to interrogate you with more questions than...
OMG. He's so fine. And mine.
I think that was pretty much it. No, other page. Other side.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
That was a wonderful interpretation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I wish I could spend Christmas with him. Me and him, opening presents in our pajamas. He makes me go all corny and slushy. I just miss him so much.
Slushy?
Yeah.
Oh, Lauren.
Yeah. What do you mean?
Well, that's inappropriate.
How's that inappropriate?
What are you talking about? Your lady bits.
I was not. I was not even aware of them at this age. I just miss him so much. All the time.
Oh. That's what you used to say about me.
Yeah, I know. I wish I could say that now. And when I went, he said, Merry Christmas. Get something good. And I just wanted to say, I already have you. But I didn't, obviously. I bet it won't even last. But my God, I want it to. The party tonight was wicked. We had the usual musical chairs, Mum versus Jilly. They get proper violent. They're really competitive. It's scary.
Musical chairs, but only two people play.
No, they just usually are the last ones standing, and then they're like, they would just like get really into it. It was better to not. It was better to not win. It was better to not be the last people involved because they really got proper into it.
Yeah, but then you could win.
We did the time warp twice.
So, did you do the time warp again?
Very good, very good. Very droll. Yes, we did the time warp again. Very good. We did the time warp again. Listen to Hey Jude and Love Is All You Need by the Beatles. It was amazing.
Sounds like a very Christmassy party.
Better than amazing. I love Christmas Eve parties. But they said it could be the last one. Because me and Kira...
Are we all dying?
No. Because me and Kira might start going off with other plans next year. As if I wouldn't, unless it was Jonna, obviously.
Oh, we need to talk to your mother about that statement.
Well, that I said I would never, ever spend Christmas Eve away. I can't wait till the 28th. I get to see his face again. Okay. Wednesday, December 25th. Christmas Day! Hiya! Happy Christmas!
Again, please stop trying to take the Merry out of Christmas.
I say them interchangeably, merry and happy.
Yeah,
I just
but there's
do.
Only one that's correct.
Happy holidays.
Yeah,
I would no, I've never said that.
No.
No, I don't. I maybe should, but I never said that.
I don't think anybody really cares all about.
We all went down to open our presents about 9 a.m. I got, hold on to your seats, guys. I got Pink's album. Avril Lavigne's album, Stripey Socks, Snoopy Socks.
Oh, I've never heard of those bands.
An Italian language course. That went well. Ciao, Bella.
Was that something you were interested in, learning Italian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably for about 3 weeks. Fearless books. Gorgeous necklace from Auntie Pat and Uncle Bill. A watch. 2 Andy Goldsworthy books. Which I actually still have, and they're amazing. He's an artist.
What about the necklace?
What? The necklace? I can't remember.
It was gorgeous.
Apparently it was gorgeous, but I can't remember it. And I can't remember what else. Oh, a stripy hat, scarf, and gloves too.
All right, Beetlejuice, calm down.
The Avril Lavigne album is great. She's an amazing singer and songwriter. I love Skater Boy. Jack was singing it ages ago when it was the whole Jonna, me, will they, won't they thing. But he changed the words. Oh, but he changed the he and she over to she wanted him. He'd never tell. Secretly, he wanted her as well.
Oh.
But he doesn't have to do that anymore because I have him. I'm very possessive. I'm very, very possessive about him.
About him.
Mm-hmm.
Not just about people that you date.
We've only been going out 9 or 10 days, really. But because of all the stuff before, I've got attached. Bad for me, but what can I do? John is coming over on Saturday. Yay. Pat and John came up at 11, followed by Rosie, then Peter and Annette. Rosie got me this Johnny Loves Rosie hair bubble. I think this must have been a brand. Have you heard of it?
Johnny Loves Rosie.
Johnny Loves Rosie. Yeah. I think it was this brand. I think it must have been a brand. As well as some other stuff. On the back of the packaging it says, Rosie is the girl I have always loved. When I drove home on the night I met her, I thought, that's the girl I'm going to marry. Oh, how sweet is that?
It's super intense though.
Yeah, I know. Like, reading that as... Obviously, as a teenager, I think I was like, oh my God, that's so...
We're going to get married.
Oh my God, that's so cute. But now I'm like, that guy's going to murder her and wear her skin.
He's going to murder her one day.
Yeah, definitely. I'm like, yeah, he's going to... He, when he drove away, he hit he drove home and hit her with a car and took her home. Yeah, like I'm like,
yeah.
This guy is a serial killer. But anyway, I guess I was more naive then. I'm turning so soppy now. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
I'm starting to piss myself off. We ate at about 3 o'clock and it was all really nice. And so was pudding. Not American pudding.
No, yeah.
We probably had Christmas pudding, maybe.
It's never American pudding.
It's never American pudding. It was probably Christmas pudding. We watched Chicken Run. Then It's a Wonderful Life.
And first Christmas thing that you've said.
Hmm.
Chicken Run. You said, Hey Jude. You said the Time Warp.
Yeah, that was a very, very Christmassy tradition for us.
Like the Time Warp is very clearly a New Year's Eve party.
No, that was a big Christmas Eve tradition in our family.
Okay. I mean, you're wrong, but...
Yeah, we watched It's a Wonderful Life. Had a long conversation on the phone with Gemma about Christmas and Saturday. Saturday's a party. Wow, Christmas is over. It doesn't even feel like it started to me. It's gone so fast.
Well, it's because you don't do Christmas shit on Christmas. No
yes,
jingle bells. Merry.
Oh my God, what did you do? What was your typical Christmas day then, Sean?
So we woke up, went in, opened the presents.
Yeah, I opened presents.
Didn't hear about a Christmas tree.
Yeah, but there was obviously one there.
Didn't hear about the stockings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we would put on we would put on A Christmas Story. Turn that on for, 24 hours. Nobody would watch it all in
24
once.
24 hours?
It's on TBS for 24
Jesus
hours.
Jesus Christ.
And nobody, you don't ever sit down and watch it all in one sitting. Mm-hmm. You kind of just catch it as it goes on throughout the day. Then, Dad roasts a turkey. Mm-hmm. No. He fries a turkey. Ooh, oh, good deep fried turkey.
I thought you had ham on Christmas. I thought you had Christmas ham.
You're actually right. You're right, because we just had... I'm thinking about Thanksgiving. We would have had the turkey. So we would have had the ham for Christmas. I'm thinking about here. Is they do turkey for Christmas.
Yeah, we do turkey for Christmas,
But yeah.
Yeah, like that's not... I mean...
You didn't even burn your letters to Santa. Like, how does he know what you want?
You can't do that on Christmas Day. How quick a turnaround do you think Santa has?
You do it on Christmas Eve, right before you go to bed. There wasn't even, no. There was not even a night, the night before Christmas.
No, that did happen. My dad would read that to us every year.
No, there wasn't. There was no mention.
Hey, look, I don't write everything down.
There was no milk and cookies.
No, because,
there was no...
because Santa doesn't have milk and cookies. Santa drinks.
This is insane.
Santa drinks sherry.
You think he's going to drink sherry at every house? That man would be wasted.
Yeah, but he's Santa.
No.
He can do what he wants.
It's milk and cookies.
No, we leave out sherry. Sherry for Santa and a carrot for the reindeer.
Yeah, of course you give a carrot to reindeer. Yeah, no, everybody knows that. Sherry's ridiculous.
But the cookies soak up all the alcohol, so...
They don't. Does he eat
all
the cookies?
We actually didn't leave cookies for him. We would leave sherry in a mince pie. What?
I know this. I know this is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But every time it is so upsetting. Because that's not what it is.
Sorry.
Continue your story.
Oh, my little story.
Let's carry on my little story about my life.
Let's
continue this little hobby of yours. Go ahead.
All right. Thursday, December 26th. Hiya. I was so tired today. I got up really late and then I just curled up on the sofa under a blanket. That sounds like every single fucking day now. Like, I've not changed a lot. Nothing really happened all day. It was a lazy day. I did go on MSN about 8. I talk to Lizzie most of the time about Mel. God, she's a bitch. And a liar, too. She has no right telling people that I slit my wrists, which I don't. You can check my wrists. Anyone can. But I know what she meant. How could she when I fucking trusted her? I'll just have to be more careful about who I trust in future. Then, when I got upstairs, it turns out she's been pranking me. Because she pranked Lizzie too.
Mm, what happened?
She remember phone pranking, meaning phoning someone.
You mean a prank phone call?
Yeah, but just pranking, just ringing, and because I obviously didn't answer it, so yeah. Not just like she like put clean film on my toilet or something.
Oh yeah,
that would have been good, but she didn't.
A good one.
She wouldn't have gone into my house, so she's just been pranking me as in she'd been calling my phone. I hate that bitch right now. I can't believe her. Lizzie told me to calm down by thinking about Jonna. So I am. Friday, December 27th. Hi. Tidying up big time today. I saw our carpets for the first time in God knows how long. And I realized the table is wood-colored, not grey under 3 inches of dust. Damn. Mm. Sorry, Mum. I tidied up my room too. But if I don't keep it tidy, I run out of oxygen because there's no space for it. I had a very small bedroom. Very, very small little box room.
That just sounds like your anxiety. Like, that just sounds like how you deal with things now. No, it has to move. It has to move. Otherwise.
Otherwise, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I went to the shop and bought squirty cream for the dare.
What dare?
I've got truth or dare planned.
Oh.
The party.
Did we talk about this?
No, but you guys, this is all part of my subconscious. Okay. Like,
you know, since you've started drinking these Bacardi Breeze, you've been leaving a lot of shit out of this diary.
Squirt cream for the dare and sweets. I'm a bit mad at Jack though, because he said he'd take Jonna to my house and bring him back. So he should have arranged it, really. But Jonna doesn't know what's happening. If he doesn't come, I'll cry loads. I'm going to call Jack tomorrow because his phone's been off today. He'd better come and bring Jonna with him. Better come to this party. All right. Are you ready for party day? So what do you think? Do you think he brings him with him?
Ooh. I'm going to say no.
You don't think that the party's going to go off as I want it to?
No.
Well, we'll find out next week.
Oh,
such a terrible message.
All right.
What a cliffhanger.
So, how are you doing, my love?
I mean, it's Christmas. It's fine. Although you're a bit aggressive about Christmas. You need to calm down.
Okay. So now we're hashing this out now. So how much sherry are you giving this old man?
Just like a glass of sherry.
A glass of sherry per house.
No. Only at our house. Anyone else can get. Maybe he's getting all. Maybe he's had so much milk. This guy, you don't even know. Santa could be lactose intolerant. You're slowly poisoning him. This sherry might be. No,
he doesn't drink the whole glass of milk. That would be insane.
Well, that's what a waste of milk. Why are you putting out a whole glass of milk?
You don't put a whole glass out. You put out a little tiny thing.
Yeah, it's just sherry glass. The sherry glass is a small glass. It's a small glass.
He sips a little bit, and then he takes a bite of cookie.
Well, that's just a waste.
You get to eat the rest. It's like the good part. You're like, oh, cool. And then Rudolph has some of the carrot, and the rest of it's left in the shape of a star.
What?
Yeah.
How does the rest of it get... How do you leave a carrot in the shape of a star?
Because he's magical, Lauren.
Who in your house spent the time carving a carrot into a star?
My father.
He carved a carrot into a star.
No, he didn't carve the carrot into the star. He lopped off, the bit that was eaten.
Mm-hmm.
And then he carved a circle out of it. And then carved a star into the tip.
Oh, so that's not exactly what I just said. He carved a carrot into a star. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
Yeah, that's exactly what I just said.
He carved a star onto a carrot.
Right. Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, well, when we have children, we'll have to leave sherry and milk out for Santa, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Except it would probably not be sherry.
Yeah,
because probably not. It would probably be something that I enjoy and not something that my mom conveniently enjoys like Santa. You know?
I love you.
I love you too. All right.
Thank you for listening. Our theme music was created by our good friend David A. Pollock. If you like what you hear, please head over to his Spotify.
Our logo was designed by another talented friend of ours, Simon Grove. You can see his stuff at simongrovedesign.co.uk.
Feel free to reach out to us. You can get in touch a number of ways. Our website is ddko.co.uk. You can go there to communicate with us or other fans. We'd love to hear from you.
And if you do head over there, you'll find a link to a Spotify playlist we made, which is basically all the amazing music I loved when I was a teenager, and to be honest, still do.
My email is sean@ddko.co.uk.
Mine is lauren@ddko.co.uk. Please tell your pals if you've enjoyed it, and remember to review and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And look out for Dear Diary Keep Out on Facebook. Thanks. Stay safe.
And don't forget to write your diary.
Maya, do you want a jobby?
Keep out.
All right, Alki.
I don't know what I'm calling. Lauren. I didn't mean to call.
Lauren, stop. Lauren, you can't. It's just going straight into your face.
Stop.
Oh my God. Okay. We might have to stop here because my wife is just getting crazy with this alcohol.
Incorrect. You stop it. Stop. This is serious.
Serious time, no.
Okay.
Did he make your nethers slushy?
No, I'm at Christmas Eve party with my parents. Don't be disgusting.
With slushy underpants.